Prologue. Colchester, England, September 1802. Standing in the apple orchard, a short walking distance from the village of Colchester and All Saints Priory, his father's parish, James Brentwood gazed overhead. Ribbons of sunlight threaded through the thick, verdant foliage, heavily laden with crisp crimson fruit. Closing his eyes, he inhaled the familiar scents from his childhood. Rich, warm earth, ripe apples, freshly cut hay, and an occasional whiff of honeysuckle drifting by on the capricious fall breeze. Nearby, industrious bees hummed as they went about their work, and songbirds trilled while flitting from branch to branch. In the distance, his sister's chickens cackled, and a horse neighed in the adjacent pasture. He missed the peace and freshness of the English countryside when in London. Before letting his mind wander once more, he cast a puzzled glance down the dusty, rutted lane. Regine was several minutes late. Unusual for her. Typically, she was as eager for their clandestine meetings as he, and she often beat him to their rendezvous. Regine. Just thinking of his beloved tightened James's chest as overwhelming emotion tunneled through his veins. God, how he loved her. Since she'd been a toddler, and he a young lad, he'd adored the raven-haired beauty, with eyes so blue they put the summer sky to shame. If not for her father's recent and unexpected death, he would have asked for her hand in marriage this visit, even though 2 years of his solicitor's training remained. He'd have to bide his time a jot longer, blast it all. Scratching his temple, he grinned with unchecked happiness. Regine had agreed to become his wife over a year ago. They kept the arrangement a secret, but often spoke of their future, residing together in London. Him, a successful solicitor, and she, the mother of his five children. Neither aspired to wealth or position, nor coveted possessions. Each only needed the other, and they would be happy and content for the rest of their lives. Or so they'd vowed between passionate kisses and promises of eternal love. Tomorrow he'd return to London, but he'd savour these last few hours with Regine before bidding her farewell. After tasting her sweet mouth and breathing in her apple and spices fragrance one final time. Finances wouldn't permit him to return for at least a fortnight, and he craved memories to savour until her lush form was wrapped in his embrace once more. At last, he heard muffled footsteps approaching, and he turned, excitement and expectation vying for supremacy. At 18, Regine Edenshaw was a vision, even in her sombre black gown. Her unbound silky ebony hair swayed as she walked, her eyes downcast, and neck bent as if deep in thought. She was his. His. Or would be as soon as her mourning period ended. James would have to harness his impatience for a few more months before asking Mrs. Edenshaw for her daughter's hand. Pray God Regine's mother wouldn't require them to wait an entire year to wed, as mourning protocol dictated. Regine stopped a few feet away and reluctantly brought her gaze up to meet his. His heart stalled at the intense sorrow and regret pooled in her eyes sparkling with unshed tears. Her lips parted, but no words came forth. "Darling, what is it?" He moved to gather her into his arms, to soothe away whatever had distressed her, but she shook her head and held a palm up to ward him off. Torment ravaged her delicate features. Alarm took root, spiralling outward from James's stomach and sending a chill washing over him. By God, if someone had dared to harm her! "Sweetheart?" He brushed a fingertip across her satiny cheek. "What has you so distressed? Tell me." Somehow he'd make whatever troubled her right, anything to put a smile on her bowed mouth and erase the sadness shadowing her azure eyes.